Watch, benches clear after bunt attempt during bid for perfect game. By Dylan Gwynn on August 3, 2026. The unwritten rules of baseball may need to be rewritten. Sunday saw a clash between the NL and AL as the Cleveland Guardians hosted the Arizona Diamondbacks. Guardians pitcher Gavin Williams had a perfect game going through the top of the sixth inning when Diamondbacks utility man Tim Tawes stepped up to the plate. However, instead of attempting to hit or work a walk, Tawes laid down a bunt. The ball rolled foul, however, because of baseball's unwritten rule against bunting during a perfect game attempt. Tawes' play to get on base drew rebukes from Guardians catcher Patrick Bailey and shortstop Brian Rocchio. It's unclear if the criticism from his opponents changed his approach. But on the next pitch, Tawes stood up in the box and hit a single that stopped Williams' perfect game bid. Even though Tawes reached base fairly and squarely, Guardians players still felt they had something to get off their chest a few minutes later when the game went into a rain delay. "I don't really have any reaction. It is what it is," Williams said of Tawes' bunt attempt after the game. "I don't really care. My job is to get outs, and that's what I'm trying to do." And if Williams' job is to get outs, then Tawes' job is to get on base by any legal means necessary, right? Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovullo seems to think so. "I'm totally fine with him bunting in the sixth inning of a game," Lovullo said after the game. "It's either black or white for me. I don't like gray stuff." Tawes asked if he could bunt. "We all checked off on it, said absolutely. And they clearly took exception to that. Honestly, it's early August, and the Diamondbacks have only a one-game lead in the race for the second wild card spot in the NL. What are they supposed to do? Lose so a guy can throw a perfect game?" The Diamondbacks ended up losing anyway, 5-0, but at least they can say they tried.